Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Jacob Merman joins us now, Medical Director of Internal Medicine. Here's the deal. Well, first of all, Dr. Merman, how are you?
Hi there. Hi, Tom. Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing extremely well, thank you. Just happy to be here, and I continue to sleep thanks to you. So I don't mean that you're boring. I just mean that you kind of took care of my PTSD. PTSD. Okay, let's talk about cannabis and PTSD because
PTSD.
Well, yeah, it won't remove it, but it certainly helps to treat it, doesn't it? Cannabis.
Cannabis, very good. It works very well. Helps most people sleep better. In many cases, removes the nightmares. In many cases, helps with the flashbacks. Anxiety is way down. Cannabis is a wonderful initial therapy for PTSD. That's probably one of the best.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely true. Because of you, Dr. Merman, by the way, I have people asking me questions about cannabis, about this, that, about tinctures, about capsules or whatever. They, of course, want to talk about edibles and the recreational use in other states and all the rest of that. But they also ask me about, like, hemp, and they ask me about kratom, and they ask me about all these things, and I don't know anything about those.
Yeah, well, hemp is just CBD. Full cannabis
right.
Contains CBD and THC. I mean, there's other alkaloids in there that also are quite important, apparently. But the way that cannabis is dosed, usually it depends on the CBD to THC ratio, what kind of effect you get, as well as side effects. That's where the pharmacists are the experts in managing those, and they make sure that our patients get good healing effect and no side effects in most cases.
Yeah, and see, that's the whole key to it as well, is that no side effects. And I like to tell people, too, is I don't get high on the cannabis. I take it to sleep. So it's
right.
Not, I suppose
people don't. People don't like getting high. Right. Kratom is an interesting thing. I've looked into it. I don't know enough about it, but it seems to be very similar to opioids, and there are reports of people getting addicted to it.
Oh,
so
that's not good.
I'm just not sure. People have also used it to get off of opioids. Be careful. If anybody wants to try it, I would be very careful.
Okay, well,
and learn about it.
I'm really glad I asked you that because I had no knowledge of that. But yeah, if you're going to try, because there are, I don't know if there are any in Minnesota, but I know when we go on vacation down in Florida, there are kratom bars all over the place where you can go in and actually get a drink with kratom in it, and it's, I guess you get higher than a kite, but I don't know. What do I know?
Yeah, and apparently it does work on the same receptors as opium, so I'm a little bit uneasy about it.
Like I said,
I don't know enough about it at this point.
Now, I got to come by one of these days and sit in your office and schmooze again. Catherine and I went over about, I guess probably 6 months ago now, sat in Dr. Merman's office, and we talked and laughed about everything. And your view of life, I really enjoy. You look at things in a pretty, pretty great way, actually.
Well, the main thing is to have fun, right?
That would be good.
Something's wrong.
That's very, very true. I have to come by and see you. I got to find out when your schedule lightens up, because I want to just come over and say hello to everybody, because I haven't seen anybody in a while now. So
yeah,
I want to come
absolutely.
Over and say hi.
Well, sure, cannabis is wonderful, and I always say it's a very good initial treatment. But that's how I see it. I mean, there are other methods that are probably better in the long run and more permanent. And should be employed along with it. And I always
right.
hope to get people better to the point where they need less cannabis.
Yeah.
And there are several modalities. There's some psychological methods like EMDR, like hypnotherapy, just talk therapy. I'm right now investigating another one called emotional resolution technique, working with a guy in California. It seems very promising. There's other biochemical methods like nutritional supplements that raise your serotonin and dopamine levels. They work as an antidepressant, also help with weight management because they're an appetite suppressant as well. Then there are things like homeopathy and batch flower essences, which are probably the most healing long-term, the most permanent methods, like the most powerful medicine I know. And I think all of this needs to be employed in people, you know, in particular with PTSD, because you can probably get them healed to the point where they wouldn't need a drug. You know, cannabis is a drug. It's a very good drug. It's better than most conventional ones, I think, but still it's a drug. And we can probably take a lot of people off of it with proper treatment.
Yeah, and I think that's what I was so impressed with. All we're coming up on about a, it's been about a year, I think, when I first came to see you. I think it was May or June of last year, and how far I've come in the past year. And the listeners, by the way, Dr. Merman, really appreciate it, because before I got on cannabis to sleep, I might not have had the greatest attitude. You know,
I hear this from my patients. They tell me he was so grumpy all the time, and now he's happy.
And I know it's true. I mean, it's 100% true, because, boy, getting sleep is everything. Getting, I mean, it's gotten to the point, because I never used to sleep more than about 4.5, 5 hours. And now if I only get about 6.5 hours of sleep, I don't consider that to be enough, which is pretty amazing, because there are nights I can sleep for a whole 8 hours. And it's what a great gift that is. And I'm really glad we've moved forward with all of this. Yeah.
And that's really probably the first thing that improves in most people with cannabis. Not just PTSD. Anybody with chronic pain or PTSD or other conditions, sleep seems to be, in my practice, the first thing to improve. Actually, right now is a period of writing petitions to the Department of Health for adding conditions for medical cannabis. And I'm going to write one probably this week for insomnia, because I think that should be included. Insomnia from any cause.
You're absolutely right about that. I find it kind of interesting, because one of the fears that I had, and I want to make this very clear to people, is throughout my life, you know, being a public figure is a very stressful life, and answering the bell every morning at 4, I, in the past, would be stressed out during the day or upset about something, and I knew that that night I was not going to sleep at all. Doesn't matter how much pressure is on me or how stressed out I feel, if I do the cannabis, I sleep anyway. And that's, to me, that's a miracle, Dr. Merman.
Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful medicine.
It is. And I'm so glad we've made these steps and trying to serve everybody and help everybody, get everybody off of those hard drugs. This whole fentanyl thing is so disturbing to me, that people make money off of other people's misery and even their deaths. I'm so glad that we're moving forward, with medicine in the United States and trying to treat people without going all the way off the deep end. And what are those things called? Percocets? That's what they used to dole out, didn't they? Or maybe they still do. I don't know.
Yeah, those are opioids. There's many different ones. They're useful, and some people really need them for pain. One problem right now is, you know, doctors used to give them right and left in the huge doses, and now they're told not to. And so a lot of people are taking, basically, the doctors are taking people off of their opioids a little bit prematurely before they're replaced with something else. And that's a big problem, because people are in pain, and they can't find pain doctors to actually prescribe for them, because that's the new thing, is to take people off of opioids. And really, the way to do it is to replace it with something. You know, cannabis is a wonderful replacement for opioid. It works very well in pain. There are other things we can do, and then slowly take them off of opioids. That's the proper way of doing it.
See, I think that's wonderful news for people. That's really, really good news for people, because do you get, and I don't want to take this too far, but when you're on opioids, do you get kind of accustomed to them, so you have to take bigger and bigger and bigger doses as life goes on? Is that how that works?
That's kind of the main issue with them. You get addicted, you need more and more, and that's what sets up this addiction cycle, which unfortunately fairly often ends up in overdose and death. And as we know, we have the opioid epidemic right now, where I think last year about 70,000 people in the United States died from opioid overdose. And that's where, again, doctors take people off of their opioids. So what do? They can't live without them. So they go on the street and buy heroin. I mean, that's a problem. And then lately, heroin is laced with fentanyl, which is my stronger opioid, which is extremely dangerous. And that's what caused probably most of the deaths. It's a dangerous track.
No, no doubt about that. One thing we like to do on this show is we have a talk and text line now. And when we do interviews, people do text in. I just got this from a listener. I suffered with PTSD terribly. And since I started taking cannabis and doing the EMDR treatment, I am finally free of fear. What is the EMDR treatment? Do you know?
It's a treatment where a psychologist has you turning your eyes right and left, and there's a certain procedure to doing it, and somehow it integrates the two halves of your brain to work better, and in many cases, helps people actually process their stress from the past. That's what I'm saying. This is what needs to be done. This is one of those treatments that actually help you resolve prior issues rather than just a Band-Aid of a drug, either conventional drug or cannabis.
Exactly.
So that needs to be done.
It does indeed.
Again, there's other methods. EMDR is one method. Hypnotherapy is another one, and there's some others.
You know, what's amazing about this, Dr. Merman, is that people, stop me on the street or they send me messages or whatever and talk about it. Tom, it was so nice of you to come forward and talk about the fact that you needed to go on cannabis to control your PTSD and to sleep better and all the rest of it. But I said, no, that it's not, that I risked anything by coming forward with it. Once something that works that well for me or most people, come forward and talk about it and say, this is a really good route to take. It's totally legal medically. You have people like Dr. Merman, and I don't want to be too nice to you, but you do a hell of a job. You got to admit that.
We try. I'm seeing a lot of people. I see all these people in follow up. It's the most amazing thing. I've never seen a single drug do this much good little in terms of side effects.
No doubt about it.
Very gratifying. I get blessed every day by somebody else who, whose life was turned around by cannabis.
Absolutely.
So you've helped a lot of people. I tell you, they come and they said they heard you on the show, and now they're coming to get treated.
Yeah, and it is a wonderful thing. I do run into people on the street all the time, and they do say, "What the hell happened to you? You're always in a good mood now." I mean, I'm ruining my career, but other than that. No, I'm not. People really enjoy it. They like to see this, and I am to them living proof that this treatment is good. It's not a gateway drug like they used to say. Cannabis, when used properly, is a wonderful
gateway drug to good medicine.
Yeah, there you go. Gateway to good medicine. I like that a lot.
That's it. That's how I see people. Actually, they come for cannabis, and then we do other things, and they improve even further. No, it's great. And the stigma issue, there's a lot of patients, especially older patients, somehow feel they're afraid to tell their relatives, their family that they're on cannabis. I don't know. Somehow people are not afraid to tell their family they're on opioids like Percocets or Vicodins or whatever.
Right.
But they're afraid of cannabis. I don't get this.
Yeah, just that whole, that reefer madness. We do need to get over that. I got to come by and say hello and see you. It's Thursday after like 1 o'clock. Is that a good day for you?
Oh, sure. Yeah. After one. Wonderful. Just tell the front desk because I need to be ready.
Nine. Yes. I am. Well, thank you for that endorsement. There's a talk to you. That works for me.
Tell them myself.
Exactly. Dr. Merman, thank you so much from the very beginning. It's been about a year now, might be a little over a year. Life is much improved. I'm in a much better mood, and I think the listeners certainly appreciate it. And I know my wife thinks the world of you because of this, so I want to thank you for her as well. She's very happy.
Thank you, and thank you for helping all these people. And I would probably need to recertify you at this point if it's a year, because that's how often you need to get it done.
Okay, well, I will definitely come and see you Thursday, and we'll get that teed up, and I'll... your records at the office, they can go by that. I think it was in May, June, July, somewhere there. So it is coming up right in the corner. We'll get recertified, and life will be grand. Dr. Merman, thank you. As always, great talking to you, sir. Thanks.
Well, I see you soon, then. All the best, and say hi to Catherine.
I will do that. I'll see you in a few days, Dr. Merman. Yeah, great stuff. And I can't tell you enough. I don't do it to get high. I could. I mean, there's enough that if I wanted to double my dosage and get higher than a kite, I could do that. But I really don't have any. I like being relaxed and feeling at ease with myself. And look, there's a lot of stress in life right now. So do your cannabis, get some sleep, and you'll be a much happier person. Yeah. I'm just telling you. Yeah. Listen to you. You what? Dope head.
Hey, I was there. I was there with you.
Yep, you were. Absolutely.
And it is wonderful. He's absolutely right. I mean, it's tricky with opioids because, mm-hmm. I mean, I was just talking to my mom about this yesterday. They saved her life when she was going through that trauma.
Sure.
They saved her life. But now it's not something that can be long term. I mean,
I love it.
It's so hard to get off. And I feel like people blame themselves a lot, and it's not your fault. You just have to get help and find other ways to manage your pain.
Yep, those are very, very powerful drugs, so don't be blaming yourself for that one. You need to get help and get the help and get straightened away. You'd be a much happier person. Look, I'm still an owly bastard, but I'm a lot happier than I used to be.
Owly.
Right? Owly.